All right, it's Tuesday morning and time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm and Globe Life. Go to globelifep1.com to see what they can do for you. And a little something different this morning here on Musical Musers. We are going to debut our Musers Live Room, and Giorgio is in the Musers Live Room for a special performance this morning. Come in, Giorgio.
Okay, you guys got me?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right,
here we go.
The debut of the Musers Live Room with one of my favorite bands, Buffalo Ruckus. Welcome to the Musers Live Room. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
Jason, thanks for bringing the crew in. Introduce everybody here real quick who you brought
in. Okay. Over here on the guitar, and my friend Bradley Hafner from St. Louis, Missouri.
Let's make sure your guitar is working over there. Give us a chord there. Okay, yeah, we got it.
All right. Okay. On the bass, we got David Turner from Keller, Texas.
Yeah, David.
On the drums back there, we got Mr. Jared Ford from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
And on the keys from Rockwall, Texas, Mr. Joshua Miller.
Yeah, Josh. All right. And this time, we're actually going to put him in the mix. Last time, I think you guys came down.
That's right.
We left Josh out of the mix. We're still sorry about that. We're very sorry. It was not personal. It was just, yeah, it was our production staff. Well, hey, I'm so excited. This Friday night, I know you guys have already released Texas Heat, your third record.
Yes, sir.
And this Friday at the Bartonville store, you guys are playing, and my little band, the Bird Dog, is going to open for you.
Yes.
We're going to have a great time.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm such a big fan of y'all's. And
Same, George.
Thank you for playing Jub Jam a couple of years ago. We've had some awesome bands, the Damn Quails, Flatland Cavalry. We've had performers like Wade Bowen and Pat Green. To this day, I think I get more comments about you guys and your performance a couple of years ago and just how fun you are and how great your music is. So thank you so much for all your support and your friendship.
Man, thank you for yours as well. Appreciate you, man.
So tell me about the new record.
Well, it's a new record. It's kind of a rock record, a little bit more rock than country. And, you know, we recorded this back in 2020, and then COVID hit, and we kind of just shelved it for a little bit and then worked on it slowly and surely. And we're really proud of it, you know, from top to bottom. We think it's, you know, we distanced ourselves from the mixing process and gotten to listen to it on Saturday when we released it. Everybody kind of listened to it that Friday night late, and we're texting back and forth well into the morning, just like how happy we are and proud of this record. So
That's great.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So it was almost, over time, almost a 4-year process.
Correct.
Almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think that's, that can be a good thing though too, right? You take your time, and maybe did songs change a lot during those 4 years?
Yeah. I don't think they changed, did they? No. Yeah. I mean,
maybe the dynamics of them, or,
you know, they didn't really even change that much at all. I mean,
I'm going to strike that question from the record then.
Okay.
No, we don't have to. You keep going.
I don't think that they changed at all. Like, once we wrote them and we got them in the studio, they kind of stayed solid.
Okay. So you guys are probably described a lot as country rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my stab at it. Soulful rock country that's been doused by whiskey.
Hey, yo.
How's that?
That sounds pretty good.
Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate, yeah. Yeah.
Jason, you're from Georgia, so what were your influences growing up and starting to play guitar and write?
Yeah, you know, my favorite first band was probably Guns N' Roses, and then Led Zeppelin. I loved a lot of 70s rock. I think this record is reflective of a lot of 70s rock records. Love Waylon Jennings. I love Widespread Panic. I spent a lot of time with those guys on the road, just chasing them around, you know, watching their shows. That's pretty much that.
What sort of feedback have you heard from outside the band of people who've heard the new record?
Man, they're loving it. I mean, we've gotten nothing but positive. I can't imagine anybody coming up and being like,
"Hey, this
record sucks.
You guys need to start over with this thing."
Yes, scrap
recall the records.
Yeah.
We
did.
Thankfully, we weren't a trash.
You got smashed?
We got a smash.
Oh, yeah.
So we
okay,
got
it.
So they,
thing.
It was a, it was more of a pop country radio station, but they, Mama Get Mean was our first single that we released, and they did a smash or trash. And so they played it on the air, and thankfully people gave it good reviews.
Nice.
And so they put it in their rotation, so. Yeah.
Texas Heat is the name of the new album by Buffalo Ruckus. It's out now wherever you buy music. You guys have done a lot of vinyl, too, and I heard you moved a bunch of vinyl last weekend.
We did. We sold a bunch of vinyl last weekend at the first release party.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, the second release party is this Friday at the Bartonville store. Bird Dogs around 8 o'clock, then Buffalo Ruckus. What are we going to hear right now?
Let's do Habanero Honey.
Let's do it. Okay. Buffalo Ruckus on the ticket. Your website is thebuffaloruckus.com.
Correct.
And this Friday, Buffalo Ruckus and the Bird Dogs at the Bartonville store, the release of Texas Heat.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait. Thanks for bringing me some vinyl, too.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to listen to it tonight, and Look forward to Friday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having us, George.
Thank you all for coming in. Buffalo Ruckus. Yep.